Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with Ace Chick, Josh Christie, and this is Tom speaking. Hey. Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Thank you very much. Josh on the road this weekend, tonight and tomorrow.
Where are you going,
famous,
Josh?
Famous Comedy Attic.
Yeah.
That'll be very, very cool. And it's nice to speak with Jordan Rock this morning.
Sure was.
Got a lot going on right now. Christie Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Oh, I wanted to remind you of something.
What?
This is something kind of cool and new that we're doing. We'll continue with today, giving away some hats and shirts from the Bob and Tom store. Something new. It's a situation in which you take your phone and you dial #250, and then you start talking. You'll be asked by a very pleasant voice.
Is it you?
Hello?
Is it you?
Is it you?
You dial #250, and then you'll be prompted to use a keyword. That keyword is Bob and Tom. Say it clear, say it loud, say it proud. And you'll be given the option to receive an auto-dialed text message from the Bob and Tom Show. Why? Well, you could win some nice prizes. How cool is that? And it's very simple. By the way, you can also sign up by going to bobandtom.com/contest. But check this thing out. When you hear that cue to call, it's #250. That hashtag thing followed by 250. And then you talk your way through it.
Great.
You're not texting. So you can do it whenever you want to do it. How about that? Something new. You're going to start seeing a lot of this #250 stuff out there. It's sort of an umbrella for all kinds of ways to do quick things on your phone. And then you start communicating via text with that smartphone that you've got. Speaking of smartphones, Chick McGee has one. And what I thought we would do now is grab that phone and just start dialing people at random.
Well, let's see. The old caller history here.
Let's prank Theismann. I'm dead serious.
Most famous person on your phone, probably. Well, anyways, time to move on here.
Bobcat Joe.
Yeah. Christie Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
If you happen to take a home movie of a famous musician before he or she was famous, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland is very interested. They'll digitize your film for you. They're looking for home movies or videos of famous musicians in local venues or of historically important music events. They're holding a film and video preservation day this Saturday. So tomorrow, if you stop by the Hall of Fame and you bring them your home movies, you'll get them digitized. They'll give you the USB drive to take home. And then the Hall may add that film to their permanent collection. They're going to show a compilation of all the clips that they acquire on Saturday on October 20th. So this could be cool.
Yeah.
What's going to be happening more and more and more and more, because now virtually any time you hear about someone doing something at a concert, someone has a digital video of that from a phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But back in 69, they didn't have that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more rare for some of the older artists, but it's a cool idea. But yeah, for the contemporary artists, that'll be everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, they also will open a new exhibit about the connection between rock music and pinball. As you can imagine, the Who's Tommy is a prominent part of that. The acoustic guitar that Pete Townsend used to compose Pinball Wizard, part of the display, along with the classic Wizard and Tommy pinball machines, the 76 pinball game Captain Fantastic, based on the album by Elton John, and his character in Tommy will be part of the exhibit. So will pinball machines based on the Stones, Nugent, Guns N' Roses, Elvis, Metallica, Kiss, AC/DC, and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
I didn't know Dolly Parton had a pinball machine. It opens next Wednesday with unlimited play of the machines.
Those flippers
just too
are
big.
Huge.
I was going to say, what is a Dolly Parton pinball
machine? That sort of writes itself.
It opens next Wednesday with unlimited play, but then after July 15th, you'll get a limited number of tokens included with your admission ticket.
Have you seen
and then
that?
You can play one of the pinball machines. Isn't that cool?
Josh, this is somewhat insensitive, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is doing a special annex building, and it's the Roadies Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't realize this.
Yeah, guys have to pay to get in, but ladies, you know what the price of admission is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you want to meet the band.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's real funny.
Do they give you the knee pads, or you have to rent them?
Even funny.
Thanks. I was going to go with that. No, apparently, Chick's not going to be accepting that joke.
No.
The reality of life on the road for a tenor musician, apparently not. Not fodder for comedy, apparently. Sorry, Christie.
Talk about man caves, shall we? This is a man cave. An Armenian man spent 23 years digging and carving a huge subterranean temple underneath his house.
Okay, did anybody see pictures of this thing?
No.
This is ridiculous.
Levon Arakelian began the undertaking at the age of 44 when his wife asked him in 1985 to dig a potato storage pit under the house. His wife, Tasia, said her husband was driven to dig 18 hours a day for over two decades.
You want a potato pit? I'll give you a potato pit.
By a series of visions and dreams.
Josh, get up and walk over here. Imagine the Flintstones basement.
Though Levon died in 2008, Tasia runs the temple.
It is, it is a gigantic in huge cave system.
It runs about 66 feet underground, covers 3,000 square feet, and consists of seven rooms and several corridors.
The guy died?
The walls are decorated with carvings, mosaics, and sculptures. Wow. Yeah, he apparently passed away in 2008.
Doesn't even get to enjoy his...
Well, tell him again what he did. 66, how many? 18 hours a day?
18 hours a day.
Dig the potato pit, she says.
There's a picture of the guy.
And there's a guy who hated his wife.
There's a picture of the guy Shawshank style with a hammer and a little chisel. So the ground must be some kind of rock.
Yeah.
But it's huge.
Yeah, it looks great. It's got kind of a spiral staircase
thing.
Dug
it by hand. Yeah, this guy must have really hated his wife. Yeah, this is a... Yeah.
Boy, American husbands think they have it rough.
Yeah.
At least you don't have your wife harping on you about building the potato pit.
Yeah.
And when you're finished, I'll sell tickets because you'll be dead. And then... This is apparently a tourist stop.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She has, like... There's the case with all his tools
now,
in
Josh,
it.
Where I nagged him.
And you know what's not in there? A potato.
Uh-huh.
No potatoes to be found.
Now, Josh, what you're going to find, because Josh, once again, a new homeowner.
Yes.
Used home.
Bought a new, it's new to you, though, and you're getting it all fixed up. Now, you got to be careful when you fix up a place because you put too much money into it when it's time to resell it.
Sure, yeah. But I don't have to do much.
So. You've also got to be careful you get permits for everything. Because I'm guessing when this guy goes to resell this place, the inspector's going to come by and go, you didn't have a permit to dig a 12-room basement shrine. We're filling that in. Yeah. After we do a couple of tests for radon,
you know, yes,
and all those nice things, that guy's writing a check for $5,000 for some phony fan and a pipe. Okay.
Earlier in the show, if you missed it, we had a guy, 19-year-old kid. Was he 19? No, he was not. Was he 19? Yeah. In Madison, Wisconsin, flipped his car, took off his clothes, jogged.
He flipped his car, apparently, in an accident, and then he got out of the car and pretended he was just a jogger on the scene, and it wasn't his car. That's the story.
Well, we have another upside-down car. Council Bluffs man pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated after police say they found him next to his upside-down car. His name? Benjamin Beer. Mr. Beer, 21, was arrested March 16th. The vehicle was reported to have been resting on its top after striking other vehicles.
No.
Investigators on the scene met Beer, who, quote, immediately told them he was drunk and that his car was messed up. Beer, spelled B-E-E-R, had several signs of intoxication, smelled of alcohol, and had dried blood on his face from his nose, but denied medical treatment.
Wow. Man. Mr. Beer.
Mr. Beer. Benjamin Beer.
Some Benny Beer.
Sometimes your name.
I bet you really like beer, huh?
Your name is your destiny. Okay. By the way, have you heard about beer ice cream?
Oh, gross.
What?
Yeah, it's now legal in New York. Beer ice cream and hard cider ice cream legal under legislation passed by the Senate and apparently signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. So, in case, I don't know. What, do you like the taste of beer so much you'd want it in an ice cream?
Not me.
I wouldn't. I would not. No, I'd rather just have ice cream or beer. But
Yeah,
like I've never been a float guy until a couple of days ago.
What?
You didn't like a root beer float?
No, you got your diet soda, you got your rum, and then you got your vanilla ice cream. It's delicious.
I bet that is pretty good.
It's very good.
Right now, we've got to do a couple quick things because coming up, it is the Napa Tool of the Week. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I look around the room. It's like a weird episode of Mod Squad.
She had to go number two.
One black, one bald, one seated. I don't know what that... Oh, there she is. Christy Lee is back. You know, you can use any bathroom in this building. we have found ourselves here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios getting ready for the tool of the week in just a few minutes. So we'll certainly look forward to that. We left you with a news story about a guy. What's the guy's name? Was Mr. Beer or something?
Yes. Benjamin Beer.
Benjamin Beer. And he got a DUI for drinking beer?
Yep. 21. That's a great way to start.
Oh, he was 21?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised his name wasn't Kraft Beer.
Good point. I'm surprised he wasn't wearing a fedora.
Yeah.
That's a callback from about 5 hours ago, but that's right.
His designated driver, Benjamin O'Doul.
Oh.
Yeah, where was he?
Yeah.
Where was he when you need him?
The U.S. Postal Service was ordered last week to pay $3.5 million for mistakenly featuring Las Vegas's Statue of Liberty replica on a forever stamp instead of the original statue that's in New York City.
Oops!
How did they know that?
In a copyright infringement lawsuit, Las Vegas sculptor Robert Davidson sued the Postal Service 5 years ago.
Wait a minute.
Over its 2011 forever stamp design.
The guy who copied the thing is suing the people for copying his copy.
Davidson created the replica Lady Liberty in the facade at the New York Casino Resort, The Strip.
Oh, it's
the forever stamp featured the face of the version of Lady Liberty, but it was his version, not the version of the one that's in New York City. It was a gift from
this
France.
Guy won?
He won.
That's stunning.
And the post office has to pay $3.5 million. Now all of our stamps are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Hang him. From the Statue of Liberty.
From the highest tree.
So what? Someone just took a picture of the wrong Statue of Liberty?
I don't know how that happened. That's the stamp.
Are they distinctly different?
Postal Service attorneys argued Davidson's design was too similar for him to claim copyright. The federal judge on the case sided with Davidson, though, agreeing that his work was an original design with a more modern, feminine, and contemporary face.
The federal judge failed artist Emmett Simpson.
No, Eric Brugnick. Brugick. He said that he has ordered the Postal Service to pay $3.5 million to the artist, which is a slice of the $70 million the service made in profit from the Forever Stamp.
Yeah, but nobody bought the stamp because it was this guy's.
No, they bought it because it was a Forever Stamp.
Because it was a picture of the Statue of Liberty.
Liberty.
He had nothing to do
Sometimes
with it.
Sometimes you don't even have a choice.
Do you know what he was paid for the original in Vegas?
I couldn't.
$233,000.
Okay, great.
Trace something.
After manufacturing costs for his casino-based Lady Liberty creation, according to the New York Times.
Did you ever see the Statue of Liberty with sunglasses? I think that's hilarious.
The Postal Service released the stamps for at least 3 months before discovering that it was not the Lady Liberty in New York. After 3 billion had already been printed.
How's that possible?
Oh, I'm looking at the two. I see the difference here.
Yeah?
The one in Vegas, there's not a tiny protester at the base.
Have you ever seen the movie The Saboteur?
Oh, man, that's some of the best.
You tell me that's not hilarious. We're a cool country. See that?
No, wait a minute.
Jake is showing us a picture.
Yes, before you say that, could you, in the context of the conversation, Bonnie, you just showed us a photograph of the Statue of Liberty wearing sunglasses.
Am I getting sued for showing a photograph?
I don't know. Is that the right one? Or is
it does look a little more feminine than the one that's in New York.
Who's the genius?
Well, the Vegas
figured
office
it out?
That didn't take a picture of the actual Statue of Liberty. Hey, we're going to print a few million of these. Why don't we make sure we got the right one?
Wow.
They're fighting over peaches down south. Did you hear about this?
Wait a second, though. Chick, have you seen The Saboteur? Robert Cummings?
Sure.
It's a great hitch. There's a tremendous scene at the end.
That's one of the...
On the Statue of Liberty.
Entertainment mysteries of my... It must have been for money that Robert Cummings went from this great actor to a TV boob. I don't know why he did that.
Love that, Bob?
Yeah, he was a great actor. And I'm going to go do a little bit Bob for $5,000 an episode. I don't know.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, The Saboteur, it's Hitchcock.
Right? Oh, that, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because the other famous movie, North by Northwest, that ends at...
I believe...
Mount Rushmore.
Did he do one for each
Zazu Pitts?
Famous monument.
Saboteur?
Maybe not, okay. We're going to get to the tool of the week here in a matter of moments. Christy, what did you have over there?
A battle over pits. That's right. Most people know Georgia officially the Peach State, but the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is trying to steal the title. It has gone on Twitter to point out that the Palmetto State, South Carolina, more worthy as a peach state, saying it produces three times as many peaches as Georgia.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for
that
me.
That has pissed Georgia off. And they went on Twitter to declare that their fruits are three
I'll
times
declare.
Sweeter.
Oh, that their I peaches declare. Are sweeter. Mm-hmm. So they're saying quality over quantity.
That's right.
I think everyone, when you say peaches, you think of Georgia.
Everyone.
Yeah, Georgia peach.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think South Carolina has a case here. And
again,
if they do,
this guy
care.
Drew the Statue of Liberty, and it's a million dollars. That's going to be turned over by another.
Although that scene, that's not a peach, is it? It's a, what is that in Call Me By Your Name? Is that an apricot? What is that?
Yeah, that's an apricot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, time now to pick.
You could have used a peach.
But to pick the Bob and Tom tool of the week.
Who are our nominees, Tom?
Well, the Japanese company that has a new device that somehow quantitatively measures how much something stinks. It attaches to your smartphone, and it will tell you if you smell bad or not, whether or not you should shower.
Lame.
How about the grandmother who thought the Panamanian flag was a... shirt was a USA.
Nope, hate it. Hate it.
That
you know
was
what
not a story.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, because you did this yesterday, and I got so mad about it, and then I was distracted, and I forgot. You said her shirt.
I didn't say this. This is a news story.
Yeah, but you agreed.
She wore this
leave
shirt
her alone.
For 25 years.
It's very patriotic. Leave her alone. And then you go, the shirt is somewhat striped.
It is very striped.
It's very striped.
Yeah. Well, it's
not the Panamanian flag.
Well, it looks just
close.
Like,
close.
The article,
but anybody would have made that mistake.
Sure, it's very patriotic still.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she's no tool. Okay,
no.
Fine. How about the woman who lost her toenails after getting one of those fish pedicures? Okay, how about
what she gets? Okay.
How about the Samsung phones that allegedly just send random photos from your camera on your phone?
Okay.
To people on your contact list.
That gets my vote because that could cause a murder.
That is very problematic.
Yeah. Okay.
So it just barely cranks out some random photograph to some random person on the contact list.
Yeah,
ooh, that's bad.
Talk about a landmine.
One story I read said that it's, they're allegedly sending multiple photographs.
I thought it was all pictures on your phone, I thought.
Yeah, that's some of the, there are various sources on this, so we'll see that. Let's see, how about the grandmother who stole the wallets at Walmart, or the wallet at Walmart that fell on the floor that some kid heaved to her?
We don't know what she's been through. Maybe she earned it.
Yeah, okay. How about the person who put a live person in the morgue? Dead or not dead, I believe.
That was in South Africa.
Well, the woman woke up in the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put her in there. Okay, the topless woman. I love this lady. I don't know what the story was. Topless lady takes a bulldozer and drives it across town to her house.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Uses it to get up into her own apartment for reasons that are not clear.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on
there.
How about the person who left human remains in the cottage cheese aisle at a grocery store? No?
That's disgusting.
Okay. How about the guy whose shoe cam exploded? He had a camera on his shoe in order to do upskirt photographs of ladies.
He hadn't done anything wrong, and he turned himself into police. I suspect that guy's got more going on there, too.
Oh, there's clearly a lot going on if you want to take photographs up women's skirts, yeah. The fact that you can buy a camera to do that is a little shocking to me.
I just like to take a peek.
I told you, he likes it. See?
Okay. The driver who drove through the mile of wet concrete. I would imagine that guy's probably paying for it besides the fine. I assume that car's going to need a little work. How about the guy? Oh, I love this guy. The guy that set himself on fire while trying to burn his LeBron James jersey.
Idiot.
By pouring gasoline on it. And once again, chick, gasoline. How does it ignite?
It explodes, Tom. It doesn't burn. That's right.
With the air. Yeah, yeah.
Basic stuff here.
And then I think the rhino poachers who, there's either two or three of them they can't tell yet. They haven't been able to find all the bones. A couple or three rhino poachers were eaten by lions at the game preserve where they were trying to steal rhino horns to make some Asian man an erection through some kind of rhino horn powder that apparently makes them horny. Okay, what do you think, chick? Which one of those is the...
I have a write-in.
Yes, write-in. Okay,
what?
Go ahead.
All right. What, late
it
entry?
Can be considered controversial because it's my favorite holiday, the 4th of July.
Mm.
but it might be the tool of the week for falling on a Wednesday this year.
Yes. Yeah. Today doesn't seem
that's
like
hard
a
to
Tuesday.
Argue with. Yeah. Let's not ever have 4th of July on a Wednesday ever again.
Can we arrange that?
Messes up everything.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree. But I say we don't want to do anything bad about the 4th. It's a great
Yeah,
holiday,
I agree. It's so. My favorite.
I say we go with the rhino poachers as our tools of the week.
Sure. Because,
they got
Why not?
They got what they deserved. And that's the Bob and Tom tool of the week.
And that means it's time for the Napa tool of the week. And this week it's
presenting the Napa Auto Parts tool of the week.
The Wilton 5-inch safety yellow mechanics vise is perfect for all garages or shops. Includes a heavy-duty casting built for rugged use and extended life. The high-vis vises conform to OSHA standards for physical hazard and include a 360-degree swivel base. That's all the way around. A fully enclosed spindle and nut. And a large anvil workspace. And right now, you can pick one up at your local Napa Auto Parts store for just $199.99 through September. Reserve yours now at NapaOnline.com. Pick it up in the store. That's Napa Know-How, and that's this week's Napa Tool of the Week, the Wilton 5-inch Safety Yellow Mechanic.
The Napa Auto Parts Tool of the Week.
What was it again?
The 5-inch Safety Yellow Mechanics Vice. Like you put testicles in a vice.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to light the garage on fire.
No. You're
that classic
cut it off, are you?
Okay.
No, you're going to cut it off.
How do you make a request on this show, Josh?
Well, I would recommend using the Josh Arnold request line. You text it, and for every text that comes in, I get 10 cents.
Oh, that's a lot.
You stink.
The phone number.
Or you get a Lady, Lady Liberty forever stamp.
Josh
stinks. Valued at nothing.
Josh really stinks.
Okay. It's, what is it? 888-262-8888. 8661.
And this is Mr. Obvious.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a call. The Mr. Obvious Show.
Oh, help, Mr. Obvious, help. You gotta help me, please.
Hold on.
Help.
Hold on a minute, caller. Just calm down. Oh. Cool your jets. Is this the way we start a phone call?
Oh, jeez.
Caller.
I'm sorry, Mr. O. Hello, is this Mr. Obvious Show?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, hello. Thanks for calling the Mr. Obvious Show.
Sure thing.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Obvious, geez, you've got to help me out. I got a bear in my crawl space.
Whoa, a bear?
Yeah, I got a bear there.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure, Mr. O. I can hear him down there growling.
You can? What does he sound like?
You know, it's kind of a growling, kind of a...
Now, caller, this wouldn't be a garbage disposal, would it?
A garbage disposal? Well, what am I, an idiot, Mr. Obvious? I know what a garbage disposal sounds like. It's more like a...
Okay, it's just that I talked to a fellow one time who thought he had a critter under his sink. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, you say he's got a critter and you can hear him. Now, what yeah. kind of sound does he make, caller?
It's kind of like...
This is under your sink in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, I think I know what your problem is, caller. It's a garbage disposal.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes.
Do you remember that caller?
I don't know. Let me think, Mr. Obvious.
Mm-hmm.
No,
all right, forget the garbage disposal. Have you seen this bear in your crawl space?
No way, Mr. Obvious. I'm scared to go down there. Bears are big and scary. Have you ever seen a bear, Mr. O?
Well, of course, I know what a bear is capable of doing. It's just that I have a hard time believing you have an actual bear in your crawl space.
Well, I know it seems weird, but I think he must go down there whenever it rains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get out of the damp weather. It's been raining a lot around here, and I think this bear must have crawled into my crawl space to get out of the rain.
Hold on a minute, caller. Did you say you just noticed the bear in your crawl space after getting a lot of rain?
Yep. Yeah, it's been raining cats and dogs around here, Mr. Obvious.
Mm-hmm.
you know that that's just an expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there ain't really cats and dogs coming down.
Yes, caller, I'm following you.
But, I didn't want you to think I was crazy. Anyway, so I got this bear in my crawl space, and he must have crawled down there to get out of the puddles of water that are all over the place.
So you got a lot of rain, and you noticed the bear making noises down there.
Yeah, kind of a growling and breathing like a...
Caller, I think I've solved your mystery. It is not a bear.
No? What do you think it is? Like a badger, ocelot, hedgehog, venomous duck?
No, caller. I think what you have in your crawl space is a sump pump.
Sump pump?
Yeah.
That's a funny name, Mr. Offie. Is that kind of like one of them made-up animals, like a unicorn or a pegasus or a kangaroo?
Kangaroo?
Yeah, sump pump. So are these things vicious? They got claws and big old sharp fangs?
Listen carefully, caller. A sump pump is an appliance, a machine that is installed in basements and crawl spaces. It pulls excess water out and keeps the area dry.
So it's like a vacuum for water?
Why, yes, caller, that's exactly it. You're catching right on.
Huh. So they ain't scary or vicious or nothing?
Not at all, caller.
Huh. I never made the connection. Sump pump. Sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a dummy. I sure thought it was a big old bear, though. I could hear him down there growling.
Yeah, I'm sure it sounded scary, caller. Some of those sump pumps are a bit noisy. I think if you take a look in your crawl space, you'll find the ground is dry, your pump hard at work keeping the water at bay.
Well, I guess I could go down and take a look at the sump pump. Sump pump. Yeah, I got my cordless phone here. Let me just go on down and take a look, see? Yeah, looky there. Well, hello, Mr. Sump Pump. Boy, it's a big old sump pump, Mr. O.
Uh-huh.
Real hairy, too. Hey there, Mr. Sump Pump.
Caller.
Ain't you supposed to be sucking that water up? Come on, get over here, boy. Start sucking on that water.
Caller, maybe I was a bit hasty.
You ought to see him, Mr. O. He's coming right over here.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Sump Pump, get that work there. It's going to dry up my back.
Caller? Hello? That's all the time we have. Join us again next time on the Mr. Obvious Show.
Oh, boy.
See, what happened was, that time...
It wasn't a sump pump.
Wasn't a sump pump, sadly.
Mm-hmm. John Obvious... guilty of murder there.
Well, not really.
Well,
he didn't,
I think
he
we
didn't know.
Don't know the whole story. Yeah, let's not report to
him. Nope. Let a man do his death.
Okay. Okay. Well, inadvertently. Sure about the bear and the Subaru?
Mm-mm.
I love this joke.
No. This is an interesting news story. California sheriff's deputy caught on camera breaking the window of a vehicle to rescue a bear that had trapped itself inside. Placer County Sheriff's Office posted the video to Facebook showing Deputy Dave Lade... carefully approaching LADE, maybe it's Lottie, I don't know. Carefully approaching the Subaru Outback, which he had parked near Lake Tahoe. Sheriff's office said the bear had gotten into the vehicle and destroyed the interior so severely the doors could not be unlocked. The video shows the deputy smashing a rear window, allowing the bear to climb out and run off. So that's a trick, though. You got to... break the glass, and then get the hell out of the way quickly.
Yes.
So you can check out that video on Facebook. We'll put a link to that. So the bear likes a nice hip car, Subaru, very fine vehicle. But he wasn't very gentle with the interior. He sort of clawed it up a little bit.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Probably left a deposit because, as you know, bears don't just poop in the woods.
No, they'll poop anywhere.
Pooping is a nice Subaru. That car, if that
model sedan.
You're going to want to see the Carfax on that one. I'd do a little.
Subaru smells like bears.
Scat. Bear scat. Up next, we have coffee to make you live longer, which is a good thing. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Ace, that's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom, those are the boys. Dean's behind the glass. Bailey and Jeff and Mark or Jason in the green room, conspiring, figuring out what we're going to do with the food for the weekend.
I understand you got no food. Is that a rumor or is that the truth? Did what? You get no food? I heard you missed out on the food.
There was
okay.
a sandwich there for him. He chose
no
not
problem.
To eat it.
No problem. We're ready to go.
Oh, was that for you?
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
I was doing comedy.
Right in a delightful boiled egg this morning.
Way too good at lying.
Hard boiled egg. It was delicious.
I saw you eating that egg. Uh-huh. You think you could eat 50 eggs?
No, I absolutely could not eat 50 eggs.
Why'd you have to say 50, Luke?
I'm just reading about this bear trashing the inside of this Subaru. This is amazing. You know the guy that, have you seen the pictures of this thing?
No, I haven't.
This bear climbs in this Subaru at Lake Tahoe.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Trashes it, so but the thing gets trapped in there because he's destroyed all the locks. The deputy comes up, busts out the window, runs away so the bear can get out. So, brave guy, but the car owner was pissed because the bear changed all the radio stations.
Oh, that's annoying.
Did
yeah.
you hate that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The car, or they adjust the seat.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music does a bear like?
Oh, country. You ever been to Country Bear Jamboree down
at
Disney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of
exactly
my favorite
right.
things. That and the Hall of Presidents.
Hate. Hate both.
What?
You hate the Country Bear Jamboree?
Yes, it's stupid. Don't you outgrow things like that?
God, what is it like to have all the joy in your life just removed so you
funny.
Can brood and listen to Ryan Adams songs all night?
Sad and loud.
There's a bear playing a jug. It's funny.
It's fun.
Not a real bear, though, right?
Oh, they look pretty real.
It's an
it's animatronic.
It's a talking
it's
bear.
It's a better Showbiz Pizza place is what it is.
I love Showbiz Pizza. Now, of course, called...
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
It's
possessive. I don't know if you knew that. Hey, sad news. Did you see that the...
I bet it's not.
Oh, I bet it is. The,
what?
The actor... What do you call a dog who's an actor?
Oh, the actor who played Duke on the Baked Bean thing.
Yeah, the Baked Bean commercial. My favorite talking dog, Duke,
right.
on the Bush's Baked Beans commercial. That dog died.
Yeah, another one. You just get another one.
God, you are an evil man. Hate. I love that talking dog.
Mine looks just, Mrs. Monkey looks just like Duke. Or
I was thinking that when I saw
him. Right?
But Monkey wouldn't be able to take direction.
No, she couldn't stand it. No. I want to pet you. Let me pet you. Can I pet you? Stop talking to me. Let me pet you. Let me pet you.
Yeah, but
calm down.
But they've had a series of dogs doing that. But,
sure.
That dog is, by the way, the canine mascot for Bush's Baked Beans.
That is
a professional, or was a professional acting dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well,
the guy in the commercial is, I think he's the grandson or great-grandson of Mr. Bush.
Hmm. Benny, yeah.
But he had a dog named Duke, but his dog wasn't a good actor.
Oh, so they got the...
No, seriously, so that's true. So they got a pro.
What?
Yeah.
What else has that dog been in, do we know?
You know, if you only took interest like this...
Oh, my God.
In things that mattered.
Or in people that are around you all the time.
Yeah. Or in your relationship at home with people that may or may not be the children of your kids, or your mother or your kids. That would be nice.
I take an interest in them. It's interesting.
Not like this.
There's a place among them, there's a bunch of them that they bring out professional animals.
Yeah.
They train them.
So you can go see these famous animals?
They're on set. They're, you know, they.
You mean you'd go to a place where they trained animals? That's something like you'd like to see them do that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Do their tricks and.
That's how I got my first golden retriever. I was in a TV commercial with a dog, and I said to the guy, "If this dog ever has puppies, call me." And he did, and that's where I got Elvis, because he was the best dog ever, because he was of good trained genes. Time now to review what we learned on today's show.
Time now for what we learned.
Trained genes.
Hey, you know something? I think a little bit of congratulations for Duke the dog from the Bush Beans for not giving up the secret, okay?
Now, you know what? That's a good point.
Of how he talks.
A lot of other dogs, my dogs would have given it up.
All right.
Oh, you got a dog
right.
biscuit? Oh, here's the secret recipe.
Brown sugar.
Oh, Duke. Son of a
bad dog.
Just a pinch of ginger.
Let's see. Today's Friday. Seems like a Tuesday. Sitting in for Dick Hicks Hitswater today was Peter Cramden. Let's see.
Right?
Josh can't take naps because they always last 3.5 hours. Chick
nope,
brought up his
Josh
snake handling
right.
past. This is the best thing today. Josh... At his house, he bought a diner booth.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
A photo shoot. That is very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Christy's just in the mood to buy something. So if you've got anything you want to sell, call Christy immediately.
She'll buy it.
She's a hankering to buy.
Price is no object.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.